Maayong buntag sa tanan.
Good morning, everyone. Are you awake?
Yes.
All right. Well, we are the Wanzer family, okay? And I'm going to help you with our last name because someone reminded me when I first came to church, they didn't know my name, okay? And they called me, hey, it's nice to have Brother Monster here today, you know? I said, I didn't know I was that ugly. So, you children ready? Can you say it with me? Say, Wanzer, Chooser, Threezer, Forzer. All right, so we are the Wanzer family, all right? Dixie Mae, raise your hand. That's my little girl, Dixie Mae. This is Annabelle. This is Miss Victoria, and this is Landon. They call him the white monkey, Puting Ongoy. And we are in the Philippines. Does anyone know where Australia is? You ever heard of Australia before? Okay. You ever heard of Japan before? Then you know where the Philippines is because it's above Australia and below Japan. So it's in Asia. And our family gets to live there. And we get to work with a special, special group of people. Now, we preach in jails, and we get up and we teach in schools, and I walk through the jungle and hand out Bibles and tell people about Jesus, but we get to work with a group of people. Are you listening? They sleep in the cemetery.
Ew.
Ooh. They sleep in above ground caskets. And they're in concrete caskets, and we go in there, and guess what? They're sleeping there. That's all they have. That's their front yard, their backyard, their bathroom, their everything. And we go in there, and we teach Bible stories there. And we bring porridge, and hey, guess what? When there's not enough cups to dish the food out, guess what people use? Young lady, are you wearing flip-flops this morning? Yeah. They use their flip-flops. They call them sleepers. Instead of slippers, sleepers. They use it and they'll put the porridge on the slippers and eat it that way. So it's really sad. There's people homeless all over the Philippines. So our family, we're going back in November. We're going to build houses for the people who are homeless and sleep in the cemetery. And we're going to build a church in the middle and a school so we can teach the people about the Bible and we can teach them how to read and write. Well, that is the Wanzer family. What's our name again?
Wanzer.
And where are we serving?
Philippines.
And the Philippines is where? That's right. Good. And my Michael, Victoria, Dixie Mae, Annabelle, and Landon, and get a prayer card when you go out and pray for the Wanzer family. And we're thankful that you're here today. Okay?
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. All right, brother. Quickly, Joni's up.
All right. My name is Steve Heidenreich, and I got a wife called Susie, and I have 4 children and 8 grandchildren, and I spent 15 years in the Philippines. And so it's been a little bit a while since I've been able to speak Ilonggo or something like that. I was going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children, but just forgot the word, all right? Si Jesus anayigugma santa natabata an. And so that's what they sing in the Philippines. Jesus loves the little children from where I'm from. And so I'm glad the Wanzer family is over there and whatever. But in the last 12 years, I've been traveling around the world. I get to go to many countries. I get to go to Europe, and I get to go to Asia and Africa and South America. And I've been in many, many countries. I've just been in Africa. And boy, I'll tell you what, they are hungry for the gospel. I've never seen so many places. I mean, I've seen places, but man, people love the Bible. Around the world, they love the Bible. They come out for the Bible. And boy, I've been able to eat many different foods. How many's hungry this morning? Are you hungry this morning? Well, some of you are still asleep, amen? And so, but I get to eat different types of food and whatever. And boy, the worst thing I've ever eaten, I've eaten a lot of food around the world. And man, as long as the brain does not know what's in the stomach, you got it made. Amen. All right, just don't tell the brain what you're eating. Everything will taste good. But the worst thing I've ever eaten is when I was up in Alaska. And I was up there, and they had an international dinner, and they were bringing in seaweed, and they were bringing stuff from the ocean. Where they brought in whale blubber.
Whale blubber?
Whale blubber. Bless God. I'd eat a tire before I'd eat a whale blubber again. I mean, it was the nastiest thing I ever put in my mouth. And I've eaten a lot of things and whatever. So, but my job is now is to take young missionary couples to the field. I will be going to the country of Georgia. And there's very little in Georgia right now as far as the gospel or churches. So I'm taking this young couple in. And we're looking for Georgian Bibles. They're hard to find. And if we can find, we found some, but they're $30 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very expensive. And there's some places got 50 of them. We're trying to get $1,500. But I think, wow, $1,500 for 50 Bibles. That's a lot of money. But and they stop printing them and they don't have them. So I'm taking this young couple to Georgia. We're going to go in and try to find a way to get them in there and go through, you know, the paperwork and everything and just try to see. They're going to go on a survey trip. I'll take them there. And then I'm going to Dominican Republic. We're planning on starting two churches in Dominican Republic. And then I got an opportunity maybe to fly to India for about 6 days to do a revival conference in India. And then Guyana's on the burner. I'm doing a mission conference in Guyana. So my job is just to go all over the world and tell them about Jesus. Amen. All right, preacher.
Hi, John. Wow.